This month we are looking at the Sermon on the Mount and the ideas we can glean from it to apply to our lives. Today's lesson comes from Matthew 5, verse 4. Have you ever been downtrodden or upset to the point that there seems no way out? God's Word gives us hope and faith that there is always something better on the horizon for us. Let's look at our verse for the day. I'll be quoting from the New King James Version if you'd like to follow along. Verse 4 starts out this way. It says, "Blessed are those who mourn, for they shall be comforted." What is it to mourn? One reliable definition I found is this: to show the customary signs of grief or death. The one obvious thought that comes from our scripture is directed to those who are feeling a loss of a loved one or an acquaintance. You probably have experienced the feeling of losing a loved one or a close friend at one time, and you probably remember when, at last, you found some comfort in someone. Someone who would give you a hug, listen to you, maybe even find a way to take your mind off your grief and suffering. The relief and help that you find is like no other. And possibly you feel a huge amount of gratefulness to that person. We also as Christians are here to seek for those who need our comfort. Romans 12:15 states this: "Rejoice with those who rejoice, and weep with those who weep." As the body of Christ, we need to be able to apply ourselves to the good of each other in every way. God will also do His part in making sure that when we need the comfort, He will be there for us. Another definition of mourn is this: to feel or express grief or sorrow. Looking at this definition, we see that we can grieve or feel sorrow for others. Do we as Christians grieve for one another's souls? And we know if we grieve for one another's soul, we will also be comforted in the fact that if we apply ourselves to saving and preserving one another's souls, we'll be blessed in the end of this life. The three thoughts for today are: those grieving will be given comfort as they are needed. We as Christians, number two, should help all those who need our assistance when in grief. Finally, number three, Christians also should be grieving for those lost souls in this world and doing something about it. When we do something for those lost souls, we can find the comfort and joy of helping others find their way to Christ. And we will also receive better blessings at the end of this life. Thanks for your time. I hope you have a great day.